I am joined by my first two guests for today to talk about the Arkville Business Awards. I'm joined by Emma and Nicolette. Good morning, both of you.
Morning.
Morning. How are you both? All good?
All good.
Sun shining.
Oh, yeah. Sun shining makes everything a lot better, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Everyone a lot more cheery. Now, obviously, we have got lots to cover, lots to get through in terms of the Arkville Business Awards. So, Emma, I'm going to start with you. Can you just tell us a little bit about your organisation? What is it you do?
Yeah, of course. So, hi, everyone. I'm Emma from Wealden District Council. I work in the Economic Development team and I'm also here representing our Climate Change team. Mm-hmm. So we look to help support diverse and vibrant local economy, looking to reduce carbon emissions and support nature recovery. So our areas of work cover things like business support programmes, mm-hmm. grants, we deliver some events, tourism promotion through our Explore Wealden platforms, skills, culture delivery and climate change, of course.
Yes.
We actually have something really exciting coming up on the 25th of April. We have our Springle Festival.
Exciting.
Brand new festival for Arkfield on Luxford Field. It's a free family event. There'll be lots of walkabout performances, storytelling, workshops and crafts. So come along. It'll be really fantastic.
Amazing.
A lot of what we do is we work in partnership with organisations like mm-hmm. Arkfield Chamber of Commerce,
yes, yep.
Town Councils, Regional and other partners. And, you know, we've got a real commitment towards net zero and helping to support organisations to reduce their carbon footprint.
Absolutely.
And nature recovery.
Amazing. Yeah. Sounds fabulous and brilliant. And Nicolette, what about you? Tell us about your organisation. Yeah, how's everything going?
Well, I'm from the Pitch House Cinema and Restaurant. Hopefully most people will have known that.
Yes.
We've been here for 110 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'd hope so.
Yes, I hope so. But you do find often people still don't know we've got a restaurant. Which
yes.
is amazing. So, yeah, we do have a restaurant.
Amazing.
And we do all sorts of events from, you know, main release films to opera, ballet, documentaries. We've got a new strand of immersive screenings mm-hmm. where you really get involved and you get a cocktail and a host and a quiz.
Oh, I love that.
And it's great fun. You know, we have our regular music nights at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Kings of Swing coming up on Amazing. The 15th with a local singer and actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just like to be busy and provide some great entertainment for
Brilliant.
Everyone.
Amazing stuff. So, Emma, I'm going to ask you the first question about the Business Awards, if that is okay.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to sponsor the awards and how did you choose your category?
Yeah, so we, as a council, we've recently become members of the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a really great opportunity for us to engage with the business community in and around Arkfield. We really wanted to support the Business Awards.
Yeah.
And Green Business Award made perfect sense
yes.
to us due to our commitment around working towards net zero
yep.
and sort of our team supporting local economy and climate change. So it ticked all our boxes. And I think, you know, we really want to help support businesses mm-hmm. with reducing their carbon footprint and become more resilient, and this was just another way for us to look at doing that and engage with the business community in Arkfield. So really excited.
Absolutely. And the same to you, Nicolette. Why did you decide to sponsor the awards and how did you choose your category?
Well, obviously, I mean, we think the awards are amazing. We won Best Business
yes.
in 2018.
Absolutely
so it's
incredible.
Been very important for us. We've sponsored awards in the past. I think it was the Best Teacher Award,
yep.
which was a lovely thing to do and really enjoyed the process. We've chosen Contribution to the Community Award.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, we've Arkfield, the Picture House has been part of the community for 110 years in December this year.
Absolutely.
So we wouldn't have still be here if it wasn't for the community. So it kind of feels like the right thing.
Absolutely. And in, I suppose as well, in Arkfield and kind of like rural areas, community is huge. Like the group of people that you surround yourself with in terms of within the towns, within the villages, that's so important. So that contribution from a business to the community is really, really vital.
Absolutely. I just think it's, you know, we work with a lot of, we try and do things ourselves with, you know, help. We do lots of school screenings and talks and help lots of PTA fundraisers.
Amazing.
Our baby screenings, which are just more about bringing everybody in from the community. And we work with a monthly film club, The Good Company People, to get older people out and doing the things that they really enjoyed doing but maybe can't do them anymore. So that's a great monthly thing. We love that.
Absolutely.
Collaboration.
Amazing. Brilliant. Fabulous. Right, Emma, back over to you. So what are you looking forward to most about being involved this year?
I think for us, we're really excited about meeting lots of new businesses and engaging with businesses, finding out what they're doing, you know, seeing businesses we've already met in Uckfield, finding out about what their future plans are. You know, learning about all the amazing work they're doing, all the stuff they're doing to work towards net zero, and then, you know, sharing that information with the wider business community and getting that message out there is really important to us. Yeah, really excited to be involved.
No, brilliant. Same question to you, Nicolette. What are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I think it's just meeting the businesses and being really inspired and amazed by what people are doing, really.
Absolutely. Getting out there, talking to them, finding out what it is that they do. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, amazing
stories.
Absolutely. Now, Emma, as the judge of your category, what kinds of things will you be looking for in an awards entry? So please remind everyone what category you're also sponsoring as well.
So Wilton District Council are sponsoring the Best Green Business Award. Mm-hmm. So there's some questions on the entry form around asking businesses what they've done to reduce their carbon footprint, how they measure their environmental impact, and also sort of looking at their future plans. Mm-hmm. So sort of in addition to that, what we're looking for is we really want businesses to be telling us their story, telling us how they're leading their business to reduce emissions and reduce carbon. You know, we're really interested to hear from them about what they have done, what they've tried and worked really well and implemented, and also, you know, what they've tried and it hasn't gone quite so well, and what they learned from that, and also, you know, what plans they have moving forward over the next sort of 1 to 5 years. We're really looking for sort of innovative, exciting projects, and also, you know, some of those just more simpler ideas that everyone's implementing around food waste or lighting, water, just simple stuff. We're also really interested to find out how businesses are working across their supply chain, so how they're working with other local organisations and other businesses to support, you know, you know, the reduction in emissions and stuff, and how, you know, how they're leading that way to sustainability.
Sounds brilliant.
So we'll have a panel at the council that will, you know, judge the entries, and you know, we're really looking forward to having, you know, delving in deeper with those businesses and having interviews with them and chats about finding out the exciting stuff they're doing.
Sounds brilliant. I love what you said about how if they've tried something and it hasn't worked, because I think that's a really important thing, is that what people might think in terms of any awards entry is that it has to be something that's been implemented and it's worked every single time and that's just how it is. But it is, as long as that effort's being made, even if it didn't work and they've had to change it, I think that's going to be really key for people to know moving forward, like in terms of entering or nominating people, like, actually, this business tried this but I don't think it quite worked, but they could still be up for something like that. I think that's really important to mention as well, that is the trial and error, not just the things that stick.
Absolutely, there's so much learning you can take if things don't work out, and you can adapt from it as well, and we're keen to know that. And also, it might not work for one business, but it might work for another local business, so it's definitely worth exploring.
Same question to you, Nicolette. So as the judge of your category, what things you'd be looking for in an awards entry, and please remind everyone what one you are sponsoring.
So we're sponsoring contribution to the community award. So according to obviously the category and what the questions they will be asked, we're looking for businesses that show good social responsibility to their community, and I think that's very important, that people give back to a community that often keeps them thriving. So, you know, businesses do have good social responsibility. Businesses that maybe raise money for local charities, or they might provide an extra service to maybe an underserved local community that isn't making money for them, but they're giving back in that way. Or investment in community projects. Things like that. It'll just be nice then to meet all these people and maybe share information and link people up as well.
Amazing.
It's an important thing.
Brilliant. Thank you so very much. That is all of the questions I have for you guys. Is there anything you would like to add about the business awards or anything you'd be looking for before we sign off for today? Or have we covered everything?
I think it's just, you know, you can enter the awards, but you can also nominate another business. So if you know a business that's doing something great in the community or doing something really good, you know, to reduce their carbon footprint around sustainability and green, you know, please nominate them and encourage them to submit an entry. And we're looking forward to, to assessing them all.
Brilliant. I think that's key to know that you can either enter yourself or you can nominate somebody else.
Amazing. Brilliant. Well, thank you both so much for being here this morning. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll speak to you both soon.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you.